A second woman is now accusing Georgia Republican Herschel Walker of paying for an abortion during a prior relationship. The woman, who wants her name withheld for privacy reasons, says she is speaking out because Walker called for abortion restrictions in his U.S. Senate campaign. Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting has details.
In a virtual press conference Wednesday, a woman calling herself Jane Doe said Herschel Walker pushed her to have an abortion in 1993, paid for it, and even drove her to the clinic.
Herschel Walker is a hypocrite, and he is not fit to be a U.S. senator.
Doe says she's not coming forward because of partisan politics, because she voted for former President Trump twice.
And the reason I am here today is because he has publicly taken the position that he is, quote, about life, unquote.
That and his denial of another story where an ex-girlfriend said Walker paid her to have one abortion and unsuccessfully pushed for another. NPR has not been able to independently corroborate either woman's claims. The press conference was called by notable women's rights advocate Gloria Allred, who is Doe's attorney. She shared things like letters, photos, and other mementos that allegedly show the connection between Walker and the woman, including a voicemail Walker supposedly left while in Europe during the 1992 Winter Olympics.
But I have to call you like early in the morning because it's late at night there when I'm up and the restaurant is open. But I keep trying to call you. I want to say I love you. Okay.
Walker has continued to deny any and all claims he paid for an abortion, including on the campaign trail Wednesday. Just before the second woman's allegations became public, Walker deflected questions from reporters by dismissing the story before specific claims had been made.
I'm going to just say right now, you know, guys, I'm done with this foolishness. I've already told people this is a lie and I'm not going to entertain.
Beyond the denials, Walker has recently tried to walk back his stance on abortion. He falsely claimed in a recent debate he always supported Georgia's law. It's a ban that starts around 6 weeks into pregnancy with some exceptions, instead of his prior stance supporting a federal ban with no exceptions. It's a high-stakes race and could potentially decide which party controls the Senate. More than a million Georgians have already cast their ballots. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.